Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are in our guest segment of the show, and we are so pleased and proud to be with you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Common Sense Show, where we're freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We could look at this like an emergency broadcast, and we're going to be talking to Deborah Tavares in just a second, and she's got some critical items we want to bring to your attention. I have a feeling we're not going to get it all covered in one broadcast, but that's okay, because we know each other, and we'll have her on again if we don't hit everything, but we're going to hit things that are going to blow your mind. But before we get started, very quickly, got to pay some bills. As you know, they want us to eat bugs for protein. And as you know, food inflation is coming in. And as you know, Bill Gates is now the biggest owner of farmland in America. Do you need any more motivation to stock up on food? I don't think you should. MPS has specials on their four-week special, $50 off. So if you buy 10 of them, you get $500 off. Great way to accumulate food inexpensively. Restaurant quality, 2,000 calories per day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So there's lots of diversity in the food. Don't wait on this, folks, because I'm telling you, there's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to get it. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And I'm going to save you from a calamity, the same calamity that I saved myself from with Noble Gold. I've been an advertiser for Noble Gold for years, and all these people are saying, Dave, thank you. These guys are awesome. And I started looking into it, and I said, you know what? I'm going to have them do an analysis of my portfolio where I have my stuff, so to speak. And they said, Dave, you got some bad mistakes out there. So we reallocated it, not once, not twice, but three times. And I have to tell you, I sleep better at night because we have moved mostly out of cash, and we've moved into precious metals, and we've moved into strategic precious metals. And I really trust these guys. No pressure. They just perform, and they do it without costing an arm and a leg. So I'm going to leave you the number to call and tell them that Dave Hodges told you to call, and they'll know exactly what you're talking about. 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And make sure you check us out, too, on thecommonsenseshow.tv. Well, Deborah Tavares needs no introductions. Extremely well-known in our media circles. We've had her on our show several times in the past, and she's proven to be insightful, investigative, groundbreaking, and reliable. And so if this is the first time you're hearing Deborah, because we pick up new audience members all the time, we're going on Red State Talk Radio next, and we're on Global Star and all our affiliates, listen to me. If you've not heard Deborah, I'm telling you, take what she's going to say to the bank. I've looked at her recent productions. I've put it to the microscope. And what she's saying is real, and it's scary. Deborah, thank you so much. It's so good to talk to you again. I'm glad you could come on the show.
Well, Dave, thank you as well. Again, I'm Deborah Tavares. I run the website stopthecrime.net. We were taken down by the powers that be the beginning of February, I should say, our video channel was. So if you type in stopthecrime.net, on the homepage, you will see our new video channel. We're back up on YouTube, and it's called Stop the Crime. However, we don't have the hundreds and hundreds of videos that we've posted over the years back up on YouTube. So underneath the YouTube video channel on that homepage, you'll see prior videos. I'm underscoring that because we're heading into many things that we've talked about over the years. And we're going to hit upon some critical things this evening, but I cannot underscore where we're heading rapidly, and I'll try to cover things quickly. I also run the website primarywater.org. We are not running out of water. And I will cover a very discouraging situation that has come up that very few people know about right now in regards to water. But let's hit the emergency broadcast information that I did just a few days ago, I'll go over that with you now. If you have not seen this, you can see it on stopthecrime.net, again, on our YouTube video channel, Stop the Crime. So it is an emergency alert. It's about mass murdering of humans in progress now. And of course, we know annually we have been reduced, according to the report from Iron Mountain. It was an annual basis of reduction of the population. We know also the genocide treaty, which I do have posted on stopthecrime.net, was also genocide, and also the killing of Christians. If many of you are unaware of the Noah Hyde laws, N-O-A-H, Noah Hyde, H-I-D-E, laws, you need to understand these are laws adopted, approved, in place in the United States and worldwide to kill off Christians and, of course, everyone else. Very few people have heard about those laws, and now you have, and you can look into that. In fact, we cover that on another show, Dave, if you'd like. But I want to go over this emergency mass murdering of humans in progress now, because everything has literally bypassed any normal expectations of how life would be proceeding. So we have the COVID-19 RNA-based vaccines and the risk of prion disease. The vaccine is a bioweapon and even more dangerous than any idea or any possibility of any infection, be it a plandemic or even an infection of any kind. And the analysis of the Pfizer vaccine against COVID-19 identified two potential risk factors for inducing the prion disease in humans, P-R-I-O-N, prion disease in humans. And we go over a document, and I have that again on my website. You can look at it for yourselves. But here is what prions do, and this is critical to understand. Prions are wasting disease. They deteriorate the brain. Many of you may remember the mad cow disease, where there were piles of cattle that were slaughtered in the UK and also in the United States back in the 80s. And so what can you look at? Well, you can look at early onset dementia, which is one of the reasons that we have increased dementia worldwide in not only elderly populations, but it's certainly now starting to phase younger folks as they're becoming more forgetful. And it's not just from the prions, it's also from the increased microwave frequencies in the environment, as well as the gamma radiation, and we'll try to get to that in this broadcast, Dave. So what will you be experiencing? Well, ultimately death. But aside from dying, as you are dying, you will experience problems with muscle coordination, personality changes, including impaired memory, judgment, and thinking, and impaired vision, insomnia, depression, unusual sensations. I don't know of anyone that's really not having many of those effects right now. As the illness progresses, people's mental impairment becomes more severe. They often develop involuntary muscle jerks, and they may go blind as well. We're certainly seeing decreased vision and certainly many eye diseases that we had never had before, not only from the Department of Energy, which is an agency set up by the Rothschilds and the controllers worldwide, as well as all the other agencies in this country. But having that been said, what will occur is people will eventually lose the ability to move and speak and will go into a coma. Pneumonia and other infections will occur in individuals as well, and it can lead to death, of course. They talk about the variant CJD, which is the degenerative brain disorder or the prion disease, and it has a longer than usual duration from onset of symptoms. Some symptoms of the prion disease can be similar to symptoms of other progressive neurological disorders such as Alzheimer's and Huntington's disease. And the prion diseases cause unique changes in the brain tissue, which can be seen on an autopsy or during an autopsy. And it causes more rapid deterioration of a person's ability than Alzheimer's disease or most other types of dementia. And we have the document posted on our website that is critical for all of you to take a look at. It is literally, it says COVID-19 RNA-based vaccines and the risk of prion disease. And this is by Bart, B-A-R-T, Klassen, C-L-A-S-S-E-N, M-D. And this was received on December 27th of 2020 and accepted on July 18th of 2021. And he has his citation, his abstract, and he talks about this being a bioweapon. He says, vaccines have been found to cause a host of chronic late-developing adverse events. Some adverse events, like type 1 diabetes, may not occur until 3 to 4 years after a vaccine is administered. In the sample of type 1 diabetes, the frequency of cases of adverse events may surpass the frequency of cases of severe infectious diseases the vaccine was designed to prevent. And he goes on about the Pfizer RNA-based COVID-19 vaccine was approved by the U.S. FDA under emergency authorization use without long-term safety data. We all know this. And because of the concerns about the safety of this vaccine, a study was performed to determine if the vaccine could potentially induce prion-based diseases. Now, since I broadcasted this information, I can tell you I have been besieged by information from people and scientists that are showing, in fact, this is a bioweapon being used now throughout the global population. And it's heartbreaking for me to be saying these kinds of things, but we know that the rates of diseases are increasing worldwide. And so the prion hypothesis explains why the mysterious infections and the agent is resistant to ultraviolet radiation, which breaks down nuclear acids, but susceptible to substances they disrupt, protein. The definition of the UV radiation, ultraviolet radiation, it's invisible rays that are part of the energy that comes from the sun, which can, of course, burn our skin and cause skin cancers. But the UV radiation is radiation in the part of the electromagnetic spectrum where the wavelengths are just shorter than those of ordinary visible violet light, but longer than those of X-rays. So I'd like everybody that's listening to that to take a look at that. Take heed to the idea that we all need help in figuring out what is being done to us with the use of chemtrails and other aspects of reducing the sun and increasing the heavy metals that are being sprayed over us that are causing us such severe normality. But prion diseases are a group of neurodegenerative diseases caused by prions, which are proteinized infectious particles. For some background, you have to first understand prion diseases are caused by misfolded forms of protein, prion protein, also known as PRP. These diseases affect a lot of different mammals in addition to humans. For instance, there is scabby in sheep, mad cow disease in cows, and chronic wasting disease in deer. Now, I will also say that many of you know that the elk now are having chronic wasting disease. Yes. The burros, the wild burros also. And what we know is that it is spread through saliva and fecal material, and the congregation of various herds can certainly spread this through the other herds that are not yet sick. So the question therein lies, as we are vaccinated, are we becoming bioweapons and shedding these toxic injections amongst the rest of the population? This is a question that we must take a hard look at and determine if this is the case. Because should this be what is occurring, then we are going to ultimately be killing one another after the vaccines. And we certainly know and have heard much about the COVID swabs now going into anal swabs.
Mm-hmm.
And what we face is something unimaginable. I'm going to deviate from the prion discussion right now because, again, you can take a look at all this information on stopthecrime.net. I have this posted, and I have the emergency alert, and I have the links for the documents that Dr. Klassen has put up as well. I also have links of many scientists that were studying prions that were murdered. And certainly we have to take a look at what they were trying to hide. And the fact that if this is transmutation through our human populations, then we're in some enormous trouble beyond.
Deborah, let me throw this in real quick here, too. There's a CDC facility in northern Arizona, at least there was. Northern Colorado. And this is reported to me by locals, reliable locals. Paul Martin, who does what we do. And the deer and elk were transmitting mad cow disease, which is a prion-based disease.
Yes.
And they said it could cross the blood-brain barrier and infect humans and make them carriers. So what you're saying has already been happening in some locations.
Yes, absolutely.
It's happened in UK too.
Yes, it absolutely. And we have to ask ourselves, when we're near vaccinated people, are we in grave danger?
Wow.
Are they being turned into bioweapons? We have to really look at this. We'll be getting into this further, and I will join you on an additional show. I am consulting right now with a number of medical doctors and scientists on that very issue. Quite certain that the shedding of this is how we are getting infected. And I want to go into this right now because we found that coronavirus traces were found in March of 2019 in sewage samples in Madrid, in Spain. They say this is prior to the COVID, presumably in Wuhan. They say that the Spanish virologist found traces of the novel coronavirus in a sample of Barcelona wastewater collected in March of 2019, 9 months before the COVID disease was identified in China. This came out of the University of Barcelona. And they were talking about the tests that were taken and that they found the COVID. Now I want to go into this. Many people are unaware what Chan Zuckerberg is doing. And this is unbelievable, but it fits. It fits. What we have, of course, found out is that Zuckerberg and his wife, philanthropic group as they are, have entered into a poop sewer surveillance business. What we discovered was that it can be our new secret weapon against mutant COVID strains. And also, again, bend over, because the individual poop tests are on their way, because they're telling all of us that it's through our fecal matter that people that are asymptomatic can actually be made aware that they're soon to be ill. So what is Zuckerberg now doing by going into the poop surveillance business? Well, they say that the poop could solve the coronavirus genomic surveillance. The Chan Zuckerberg BioHub is creating a new business of testing your poop. And here's what their epidemiologist said, their senior biosecurity fellow at the nonprofit. Don't think of nonprofit as being good, okay? We have been literally taken over by neuro-linguistic programming, philanthropies, nonprofits, by these mega millionaires that don't even look really human, are not doing this for nonprofit. We're going to talk about what the Chan Zuckerberg BioHub has to say. And I have this posted on stopthecrime.net. It was an email blast out. So for those of you that have not subscribed, you're missing the email blast outs, but you can go to the tab, email blast outs on Stop the Crime, and you can see this evidence and documentation for yourself. And more importantly, you can watch a video on a sewer poop demonstration and how they test. Now, here's the problem that we face.
I would not recommend doing that on a full stomach. Anyway, this is just, is this why they're doing the anal swabs in China?
Well, and that's, of course, expanding. Yes, okay. Because they're claiming we're moving into testing our poop. And here's why, Dave. This is very, very important. They want to test community sewer systems to combat the new variants. And what is happening, think of this. If you're in a municipal sewer system, and I've got to add this right now, if you are in a municipal sewer system, you need to get a plumber out to put a separator. So during the blackouts, the sewer from your municipal sewer system doesn't back up into your home. We're going to have many more blackouts, and we'll cover that hopefully in the last few minutes of the show. But what is happening with Zuckerberg is they're going to be testing communities where wastewater testing has proven it can spot problems early. So they're going to go to municipalities and test the sewer facilities, not individual homes, not the individual laterals coming out of your homes and going in to the lines in your street and then ultimately into the trunk lines. They're going to test your septic areas. So when they see and notice that an area is infected, and they say they start shedding the virus, so this goes to the point they know the virus is shedding because they can find it in your fecal material. So they're making bioweapons out of us and locking down our cities by this surveillance system by Zuckerberg, because they're saying to us, quote, as soon as people are infected, they start shedding the virus before they start showing symptoms. And some people take 5 days to develop symptoms. But during those 5 days, we can already see it in the sewage because it's in your stool. And yes, Dave, that's why they're sticking the nanobot probe up your rear end. And I don't know if you've watched how people walk after they've had the anal swab, which is deadly in and of itself because of all of the nanobots that they're cramming up our rear ends.
No, I've not seen it. But I do know that they're overextending the nasal testing for COVID, where it's actually caused brain damage. Is that a similar concept? Are these related?
Well, what is happening, of course, with the nasal swabs, they in one instance, or likely more, they pierce the one blood-brain barrier, and they cause leakage. And a woman in Texas, and all of you can look this up, they pierced her blood-brain barrier, and it started the leakage, and she's now having to have surgery to prevent the leakage. She went into the hospital for something different, but had to have this nasal swab. So it is highly recommended that no one get the swab because of the smaller-than-dust-size nanobots that are in the swabs. So avoid those as though your life depends on it, because your life does. But they say, again, with Zuckerberg's surveillance of your poop, that they can combat new variances. The same technology would need to be ramped up and paired with the process known as genomic surveillance, which means analyzing samples to determine their strain. And sewer plant analysis, such a system includes people who aren't getting tested, either because they're asymptomatic or only recently caught the virus, or they aren't taking the pandemic seriously. So they're going to catch anyone who's not taking this pandemic seriously. And they're going to be checking our neighborhoods for feces in our wastewater treatment plants and sewage collection plants for COVID virus. And that's going to be checking people's poop.
There's precedent for what you're saying, because in Arizona, it was released today on Fox News 10 that volunteers are going door-to-door for the Arizona Health Department, registering people for the vaccine and checking to see who's taken it. So they've already established the door-to-door principle.
Okay, so I want to get into that, just somewhat of what you were saying. But what we found out with the Zuckerberg plot is that there's a patchwork of communities around the country that have already been monitoring the sewage for coronavirus, and the programs have focused on the amount of virus rather than the type. And the University of Arizona, they said, test the wastewater coming out of individual dorms. That would be in the University of Arizona, in a program that has allowed administrators to find COVID-positive students during the first week of classes last fall before they spiked to wider contagion. So yes, they will be having you bend over with the testing as well. But they're going to lock down entire communities. So when communities test positive, they don't know which house. But let's just say, for example, there are in a wastewater treatment area, and you can check and see how many are in your wastewater treatment area, how many homes. But depending on the size of the city, you could have 60,000 homes. Now, when they test for any type of a virus in the system, they said that they will potentially lock down that area and bring forth the appropriate enforcements. So if you've watched the trailer for Songbird, I would recommend you watch it, the trailer for the movie Songbird. So as soon as people are infected, they start shedding, and that's important because we will become bioweapons, those that have been vaccinated. And they're ramping up the wastewater treatment surveillance, and they'll be testing it, and it generally involves inserting a device into a manhole to pull up samples of sludge or regular intervals. And the samples, they say, through the manholes is difficult, more difficult with those manholes in the street. And the access points are hardly located in ideal spots. They say that in some towns, researchers might have to prop up manholes in the middle of Main Street to get the kind of access they need. So if you see manhole covers being propped up, they're testing your poop. And if they find the coronavirus or any variant thereof, they can lock down your town. But here is what is the real purpose of what the Zuckerbergs are doing. Because they're saying the cost of a national program of this kind could run into the billions of dollars. And they're advocating that this is worth the money. In the U.S., Zuckerberg, of course, who largely runs this country anyway, between all of the corporate tech companies, says the U.S. should allocate roughly 10% of all of its coronavirus testing budget to a new national wastewater program. And they say, in their opinion, there's an unbelievable upside to making this investment. Such a program could help Americans catch the ground and time lost thanks to the dismal failure to track the spread of coronavirus mutations so far. And the U.S. Genetically analyzes less than 1% of all the cases, and they want to, certainly they want to test more. They say that the variants first identified in the U.K., Brazil, and South Africa, scientists have recently identified seven or more variants in the U.S. that researchers are naming after birds in order to make them easier to remember, such as Robin 1 has spread to some 30 states in the United States, especially in the Midwest. Another called Pelican was first found in Oregon and has since spread to 12 states. Others are being called Quail, Bluebird, Yellowhammer, and Robin 2. The variants from South Africa, from the UK, and from Brazil that they're watching, but the ones that scare these people that work for Zuckerberg, the ones that scare them the most is the ones we don't know about. So this is fear-mongering at its height. They say the real danger may be the variants we haven't yet been able to identify because we're not looking hard enough. So bend over, everybody. Sewer surveillance via Zuckerberg is on its way. And this is what they told us they discovered in the fecal material in Spain before the COVID was really announced. So let's look at other things that we're facing beyond prions and bioweapons and turning us into contagions, vectors among ourselves. We want to talk about... Now, Dave, I have to tell you, when I first started looking at this, it was from the NASA war document that I have talked about for so many years.
I remember.
Yes, and I remember some of the quotes of this PowerPoint as if I have them imprinted in my brain. And I will tell you that in that plan on page 51, I remembered always that they said that they would use fingerprintless bioweapons. And those could include bacteriological fingerprintless bioweapons, viruses, prions, parasites, fungi, carcinogens, toxins, and hormone regulators. They've been doing all of that. Some of it is fatal to disabling. Some of the assaults that we face are short to long term in scales. And direct and undetectable binary uses. Binary means the combining of a number of poisons that will have the ultimate effect, such as COVID shot 1 and then COVID shot 2, perhaps, certainly. And then they talk about biohacking. They also talked about other bioweapon possibilities, such as aflatoxin, and that's a carcinogen. They talk about airborne varieties of Ebola and Lassa. Binary agents distributed via imported products, such as in vitamins, clothing, and food. Genomically, individual societal targeted pathogens, we know that they can target certain ethnic groups, men or women, and different areas around the country. That we already know. Long-term, they say, long-term fingerprintless campaign as opposed to shock and awe, which means bombs. So the bioweapons is a long-term fingerprintless campaign, and that's what we're now experiencing. Now, what has also occurred is the bioweapon as a comative, and that's called the Venezuelan equine encephalitis. And they say it's an ideal incapacitator. It's a bioweapon agent. It was weaponized by the U.S. and the USSR in the 1950s and 1960s. It is easily transmitted as an aerosol. Highly infectious, low fatality rate, however, 1 to 5 days incubation, 3-week recovery time. It has been tested on humans in Operation White Coat, and there was no treatment available for this. So what they're doing overhead and on all of us here in the United States is using bioweapons on us. This has been ongoing since even before World War II. We have been being tested on. I cover that in the video that I have up, again, all about the emergency alert, mass murdering of humans in progress. I won't have time to go into all of this right now, Dave, because that video is a couple of hours in length. And people need to understand what their illusion of our government is and what it has done to us. So now let's talk about the sustainable development goals that this lockdown is bringing in with the totalitarian system that was always planned. We are, for everyone's information, we're already communist. We're already a communist nation. In fact, most people are even unaware that we have always been a colony of the controllers. We've always been a colony. And I would certainly highly recommend, for those of you that have not read Eustace Mullins, E-U-S-T-A-C-E, Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S, Murder by Injection, The Story of the Medical Conspiracy Against America. You need to read this book. You need to read it immediately. Go through it, scan it. You will be stunned at the additional information of how all of these agencies were put in place by Rothschild and Rockefeller in the United States, and how this was all seeded, set up, and literally were locked down by a system that was created a very, very long time ago. But let's talk about climate change, because we're all going to face massive reductions of resources. Now, we know that the Paris Climate Accords state that in order to reduce the heating of the planet, we must go back to pre-industrial times. Pre-industrial times is the year 1750. So imagine that you're living back before mechanization or equipment in the year 1750, but you have an added problem. And this problem was told to us in many documents, but one document that I remember so vividly, Dave, is the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. Again, everyone needs to read it. It's only about a 40-some-odd page document, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. What it tells us is this, and this is just a quote, a silent weapon systems operates upon data obtained from a docile public. That would be all of us. We don't even know that we're a colony. We don't even know that we don't have a constitution, that it was written for the founding fathers to create enslavement of all of us. Most don't know that. And sadly, if you voted, you really don't know that, and you've really gone through the process of education and mind control and propaganda, I'm sorry to say. But again, the silent weapons system operates upon data collected from a docile public. When the government is able to collect tax and seize private property without justification, it is an indication that the public is ripe for surrender and is consenting to enslavement and legal encroachment. And then they say this: war is a balancing of the system by killing the true creditors. Now think about what's happening to us. We're being killed off. We're the true creditors, the public, which we have been taught to exchange true value, our work and labor, for inflated fiat currency. And now we're going to be only able to fall back on whatever is left of the resources of nature and the regeneration of these resources. I will tell you, nature is being destroyed. I have certainly been on fire crime scenes and arson scenes in the many years of fires that we've had here in Northern California, with family members having lost homes. We've certainly been here in intense fires and blackouts and evacuation orders. In fact, the firefighters routinely say they've never seen fires burn this fast and this hot ever in their past careers. But no one stops and says, well, then what kind of fires are you fighting? We are fully weaponized by fires. And I went over a very interesting New York Times article, and I'll try to find that now while I'm talking so that I can read that to everybody.
Okay.
I thought it really did, in a very nice way, talk about the weaponization that we face. And this was a retrieved article out of the New York Times in 1976. So I'll see if I can come across that. But while I'm hunting for that, I want to talk about what we're now being told about sustainable development, which is, of course, they say that the world needs a lockdown every 2 years to meet the Paris carbon emission goals. So let's talk about this, because your leaders, your presumed leaders, that are bringing in death policies, when you're being restricted of water and electricity in your towns, and your leaders have signed you on to those reduction requirements by the year 2025 and 2030, you have leaders that are obligated to the cabal, that have brought in Rothschild and Rockefeller policies, and that is what has happened. I have been certainly telling folks for many years now to type in the name of your city. For example, I would type in Sonoma County, California, a climate emergency proclamation, and I would find eliminate all petroleum. They use the word eliminate all fossil fuels because they've created the illusion that petroleum came from dead dinosaurs and plant material, part of the education that we were running out. That was a Rockefeller scheme. And it is a renewable, but they want to eliminate everything that our lives are based up on. Everything. We know that the power grid is run by Rothschild. Dave, I did not know that Rothschild ran the power grid until I went to a annual shareholders meeting in Northern California in San Francisco. They introduced Rothschild. Now, I didn't know which one it was, because there were a number of dignitaries sitting down in the front rows. But when I heard that name, I was utterly stunned. Then I looked it up. At that point in time, it was easy to type in Pacific Gas and Electric and Rothschild. And I did that with many of the major utilities across this country. Well, now they've buried that easy opportunity, and it's harder to find. But that would include every utility in this country. That's why we have had the deployment of the wireless smart meter that has replaced the analog meters, where the meter readers used to have to come out and read your meters. And certainly I have talked about that for many, many years. But so what we have now is we have the reduction of all resources coming. And I'm going to just go over this, because I just discovered this in the last few days. Wall Street has begun trading water futures as a commodity. Wall Street is trading water as a commodity like gold or oil. The country's first water market launched in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in December. $1.1 billion in contracts tied to water prices in California, says Bloomberg. Now, you need to understand, Bloomberg is tied to Rothschild, bringing in unbelievable policies. In fact, Dave, I will need to do another program, because we've most recently found another scenario plan being put forth that is unimaginable. When people hear this, they will then see that we are already, we're already collapsed, basically. It's just mop-up time now. But the, as far as the water market goes, it's going to allow farmers and hedge funds and municipalities to hedge bets on future prices of water and water availability in the American West. The new trading scheme was announced in September, that would be of 2020, prompted by the region's worsening heat and drought and wildfires fueled by climate change. Climate change is an acronym for weather weapons. Make no mistake, this is climate change. And for those of you that do not understand that, then I'm sorry to say, you will sadly succumb to the ignorance of not understanding what we face and the need to know what you must do so that you can harden up to be harder to kill. This is what we face. We must harden up to be harder to kill, because there are so many programs. So they talk about, just last week, Dave, I pulled off an article that said from the Mississippi River all the way to the Pacific Ocean, we would be experiencing horrific droughts. And I just had an article in my local newspaper today, and I'm going to go over that with you. With everyone that's listening, you need to understand, this is not just in California. The restrictions of water and resources are in your climate action plans. You will be allocated resources dependent on your social credit score and what the city needs as far as pumping up their failing economy, because cities are being pummeled by COVID. Cities are being pummeled by the use of weather weapons beyond recovery. So let's take my city, for example. Not only have we had three consecutive massive fires, which has certainly significantly made an enormous dent in their revenue, which is what they're concerned about. We're just human resources. But they're not getting the property taxes, because we had, you know, 5, 6, 7,000 homes burned out in the last 3 years of massive fires. And then we had floods. They flooded out a wastewater treatment plant because they located an atmospheric river, which is a new name for a cloud overhead that is bioweaponized. They sat that over the Santa Rosa area and blew out the wastewater treatment plant, in the sense that untreated fecal material went down into the low-lying areas down the Russian River, which pretty much goes along the side of Bohemian Grove, for all of you that know that wretched place. Went along there out into the Pacific Ocean, untreated fecal material. And when we toured that, I have a tour of that on our website. Again, you'd have to go to the original videos, because we don't have them back up on YouTube. But you can watch us go on a tour through the wastewater treatment plant. And then you can see how that is correlated with the creation of electricity by the site up in the mountains that they are using. They're using the heat from the geysers to create electricity, and they've been pumping up fecal material and literally forcing that into the geysers, into the cavities and wells that they have dug to create more electricity. And in the meantime, we're getting acid rain. It's very poisonous and very toxic, but I shall not digress. This is from my local paper today, Monday, March the 8th of 2021. Headlines, City Prepares Water Rate Hikes. We have more than 1,700 customers right now that have overdue bills because of COVID. And they're waiving the payments right now, and they're also waiving the penalties. But the city is not in a position, so they're saying in this article, to advance that kind of unpaid bill process. And they don't have the manpower for the collection of these bills. And they say that the city's billing system isn't designed to consider the possibility that a customer wouldn't pay their water bill for 3 months or more. They go on to say that they're going to create a staff to track long overdue bills manually, and that's going to cost all of us more money. They go on to talk about how with their restrictive regulations on rates, they cannot just forgive account balances. So they're going to collect from everybody, even though they're not able to pay right now, just like not paying rents. They're going to be going after people. And what that will look like enforcement-wise is certainly going to, we'll hear about that. But they go on to talk about how the council, again, this is a Rothschild-operated city, as your city is. And I can certainly discuss that more. But the council also raised the alarm about the prospect of drought. And this is what I was talking about because I've been following water for a very long time. They say that conditions for which the city plans to charge additional costs for higher water use during the shortages and lower water conditions. They say it's probably going to be the worst drought we've ever had. And the council members are saying they think they're going in the right direction. So what they're talking about here is that they hired a firm, an outside firm. Now, most of these firms that your cities hire that come in are firms that are literally Rothschild and Rockefeller firms to control the water supply in your city because you are not running out of water. When you go to primarywater.org and you listen also to the YouTube that I have up, well, it's not on YouTube, but it was, and you can still find it on stopthecrime.net, but it was entitled Primary Water Explained. And if you go to primarywater.org, you will find out that water is a renewable. It is a renewable. We are not running out. So they hired these consultants, and I don't know what they paid them, but they said that they were hired to revamp the water and wastewater and utility fees. So, of course, we're going to have Zuckerberg's poop surveillance team involved in this, I'm sure, as well.
Absolutely. Deb, we got about 2 minutes left, so I want to bring this to a kind of a tidy conclusion that we can continue on.
Yeah, well, let's finish it up with this. This is out of Bloomberg. It says, vaccinated workers get more office benefits than holdouts. If you've got a green pass on your wrist showing you've been vaccinated, the office is your oyster. And this is at the Israeli cybersecurity company Checkpoint Software Technologies Limited. You can get treatments at the hair salon in the office, the second floors. You can go to the gym, access game rooms, PlayStations, billiards, ping pong tables, among many other perks at the office space. But the vaccinated workers get these benefits if they have been vaccinated, and holdouts will not. So just now, I've just been reading that today, and many of you may not be aware, that the CDC is granting vaccinated Americans limited freedoms if they meet the claims of, and of course this is a government overreach, but we don't have a government. That's plain to see. And for those of you that scratch your head and wonder how this could be happening to us, you need to read, I would highly recommend you read Huseus Mullins' Murder by Injection, because he goes into what happened in this country. And there are many books, but that's just one that comes to mind right now. Many, many books. We are in desperate trouble, and all of us must do all we can to be harder to kill. And, Dave, I will look forward to coming back on the program because
yeah,
I only
scratched
the surface.
I'll definitely be in touch.
Surface.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I agree with you. From what I know, too, we've just scratched the surface, but I will be in touch with you. In the next 24 hours, I'll give you a range of dates, and I know our audience are going, thank goodness. I mean, but it's kind of hide under the bedtime, folks, right now until we get the facts and you can start acting. But we need to go action-oriented, too.
Well,
but that's another
I want to say one thing right now, Dave. Everybody needs to unplug from all wireless immediately.
Yes.
Because of the mind control frequencies that are being blasted on all of us. So if there would be one thing that I would tell all of you that are listening right now, harden up by wiring up. And don't have wireless in your homes. Turn off your Wi-Fi. Hardwire your computers. Don't use your cell phones, or at least put them in this case called Mission Darkness.
We've got to run.
We're
right up against the hard break. But thanks so much for being with us. I'll be in touch. And ladies and gentlemen, don't worry. We'll have her right back on. Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you, Dave.